Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Coming at you as I love to do every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up as always is 866-967-6887. That's 866-96-POTUS. Jam-packed show coming at you today. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who is obviously overseeing Medicare, Medicaid, for the Trump administration, along with various other medical things. He is going to be on the show in just a few minutes with us. And of course, at the top of hour number two, near the top of hour number two, the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey, he will be on the show with us to talk about some of the things that have transpired there, obviously. Not to mention his recent phone conversation with President Donald Trump. He will be here live as well. Looking forward to talking to him. First order of business that I think that needs to be said is that Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, she has to go. She has to go because you don't need leadership like that at a time like this where you're being so flagrantly irresponsible to the point where it's besmirching everything that's associated with you. Don't know if y'all noticed this or not, but MAGA ain't standing behind Trump and everything he does the way they were the first few months of his presidency, his second term in the White House. They're not doing that. Matter of fact, they're questioning a lot of things because over the last 3.5 weeks or so, two individuals have been gunned down by ICE. Two American citizens killed in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the streets of America. And they're not illegal immigrants. They weren't criminals. They weren't people that were rapists and thieves and murderers who crossed our borders illegally. No, these were American citizens protesting in their own way, as unorthodox as some may deem it to be. In the case of Renee Good, it was driving a car and it was turning to the right and trying to get away from ICE officers who had asked her to depart from her vehicle. Renee Good tried to get away and apparently there were three shots. One went through the windshield, hit her in the head, killed her. Less than 3 weeks later, Alex Pretty, who was a nurse treating veterans, was gunned down, shot by two separate agents. Apparently 9 bullets were aimed in his direction, and he was killed. And what we heard from administrators in Trump's cabinet was not the kind of things we want to hear. We heard from a vice president who attached guilt instead of being a bit more responsible. We've seen Pam Bondi laying down the heavy hand of the law as the attorney general, making demands and just shoving aside the fact that two people were murdered, not accusing her of not caring, not going that far, not being irresponsible, but saying that the rhetoric didn't indicate anything such to the degree that it should have. But nobody has been worse than Kristi Noem, the secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, who, by the way, has been invited on this show, by the way. We invited her to, right? She hasn't taken us up on that offer as of yet. Don't blame her one bit with the questions I'd have for her. But nevertheless, before I go any further, I want you to take a listen to just some of the sound coming out of her mouth as they say, trust us to local and state officials in Minnesota. Trust us, as they said to Minneapolis law enforcement. Trust us. Give us access to voter rolls. Give us access to this or that. You understand? Saying all of this stuff, asking you to trust them. But before an investigation took place, a second of an investigation took place, a second of probing was exercised. Listen to the kind of stuff coming out of the mouth of the Secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem. Take it away, people.
Did the 37-year-old who had a license to carry, did he brandish a gun? And at what point did law enforcement retrieve the gun and also the magazines from him? Can you offer clarity on
this individual showed up to impede a law enforcement operation and assaulted our officers? They responded according to their training and took action to defend the officer's life and those of the public around him. And I don't know of any peaceful protester that shows up with a gun and ammunition rather than a sign. This is a violent riot when you have someone showing up with weapons and are using them to assault law enforcement officers.
So in other words, just spit in our face and tell us it's raining. In other words, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us. Because when we saw Alex Pretty on the ground, face down, on his stomach, yes, he did have a weapon. Yes, his weapon was licensed. And he had the right to carry. That is true. But in the same breath, with all of that being said, ladies and gentlemen, there were four officers on top of him. Four officers. So if you got four officers on top of the man, trying to cuff him or whatever the case may be, how come you couldn't contain him? We can deal with that question another day. But one of the things that we have to pay attention to is what I alluded to yesterday on my YouTube show, and I'll reiterate and regurgitate right now. GOP's in trouble. This is the year of the midterms. And with the rhetoric that's been being spewed, with the chaos that's in the streets, I will remind y'all, I'm telling you again, that is why Trump lost the election in 2020, and you did lose, sir. It's why he lost. He didn't lose because of the economy. Because before COVID, the economy was doing fine. He didn't lose because of those issues. He lost because of chaos in the streets of America. Because people saw what was transpiring and they weren't comfortable with it. And they don't want chaos. You've got people on the right now at this particular moment in time alluding to the level of chaos that exists within the Trump administration. As we speak, they're incredibly alarmed by what they're seeing. I'm reading from something called the Dispatch article. These are folks that pride themselves. They swear up and down. They're talking facts. And I'm not here to impugn their integrity, reputation, or anything like that. I'm just reading what they wrote here. The Trump administration has people that favor the right in a lot of people's eyes. This is what they wrote. The Trump administration has had an extraordinary few weeks dragging the American people along for the ride. Federal agents have, as of this writing, shot dead two American citizens within weeks of each other in the same city while clad in masks and military gear and carrying out a campaign of paramilitary-style immigration enforcement that appears far more interested in theatrics than deportations. In both cases, the Secretary of the Department for Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, who I just alluded to and played that sound, has rushed to label these shooting victims and by extension other ordinary Americans protesting immigration and customs enforcement tactics, terrorists. In recent days, we've seen high-ranking administration officials try to retroactively justify the agents' actions by advancing arguments that infringe upon Americans' First and Second Amendment rights. These are people that favor the right that are now talking about the Trump administration in this regard. No wonder we've seen what Trump and what kind of position he's taken. To summarize, he talked to the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. And what does Trump say? I'm shaking things up. I shake up teams, Trump said. He praised newly arrived Border Czar Tom Homan as tough but effective, noting Homan has already met on the ground with Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. This is Trump recasting changes to immigration enforcement in Minnesota as a pivot as opposed to a pullout. Now, Mayor Frey has exacerbated the situation, no doubt, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about it because he points out how, listen to this quote, Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. He said, I spoke with President Donald Trump today and appreciated the conversation. I expressed how much Minneapolis has benefited from our immigrant communities and was clear that my main ask is that Operation Metro Surge needs to end. The president agreed the present situation can't continue. But then Mayor Frey goes on to say, despite mounting scrutiny, Trump said he still has confidence in DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, crediting her with securing the border. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. But Jacob Frey is telling you in one minute he's saying that, but in the next breath he's saying Minnesota does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. So which side of the aisle are you on, America? You got to answer that question tonight. You got to think about these kind of things. The president just came out with something on his Truth Social platform. He said, surprisingly, Mayor Jacob Frey just stated that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. This is after having a very good conversation with him. Could somebody in his inner sanctum please explain that this statement is a very serious violation of the law and that he is playing with fire? It's chaos. And incumbents don't win where chaos reigns. Somebody needs to tell Trump that. And it better be the members of the GOP, because all you need to do if you're the Democrats is regain one House of Congress, if not both. There's an election coming up this year. And make no mistake about it, the Democrats are in a better position than they've been in quite a while. They better not blow this, because if they blow this, they ain't going to recover in time for 2028. I'm here to tell you that right now. This is the time. You got to make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's and don't do anything stupid. Don't speak out of turn. Don't exacerbate situations. Don't make the American public rife with independents out there who have grown to such numbers. In some people's eyes, the independents are outweighing the amount of registered Republicans and Democrats. Don't exacerbate situations to the point where we're able to say, excuse me, you're just as chaotic, you're just as loose, you're just as off kilter as you're saying the Trump administration is. Don't give them the ammunition, because if you do, you're going to blow it. Because right now, Trump and the right, they're blowing it. And it starts with Kristi Noem, who needs to go. You know why she needs to go? Because you're exacerbating the situation. What are you doing saying that about Alex Pretty? Or they good when you didn't investigate? Why are you asking for an investigation when before the investigation even took place, you already had defended the ICE officers and instead condemned those who were protesting? How could you possibly be trusted? Nobody should trust you. That's what the issue is with Kristi Noem. And you know who's not making it any better? That would happen to be the Attorney General. Pam Bondi. She's not making things any better. And I'm going to tell you why. Because she's had some demands. Okay? She comes to Minnesota. She's saying we're on the ground. And according to reports, 16 people have been arrested. They've been arrested because they were messing with law enforcement officials, federal law enforcement officials. And in the process of dealing with all of that, what does she do? She issues three demands. One, access to voter rolls. She requested that the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice be given access to Minnesota's complete voter rolls. She stated this was necessary to confirm that the state's registration practices comply with federal law, specifically the Civil Rights Act of 1960. So in other words, you want access to the state's private information. It's citizens' private information. How do you think that's going to go over? That's a no-no right there. It ain't going to happen. They're not going to do that. They're not going to be cooperative because it's a sanctuary state, sanctuary city, and they're already non-compliant with federal immigration laws to begin with, and they're telling you they're going to be. So that's not going to cut the mustard. Then you got this one, welfare and benefits data sharing. The letter demanded that Minnesota share all records related to Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program with the federal government. Bondi argued this is required to investigate and prevent fraud within state safety net programs. That's a little bit trickier, because if you're the federal government, obviously, if you're Trump, you can use that as a weapon and say, we're going to compromise the financing, federal finances and federal funding to sanctuary states and cities. And even though in most instances, the heavy hand of the law is going to infringe upon his desires, it doesn't escape the fact that, hey, he ain't trying. They're going to try to stop him, but he's going to try to go for it. Last but not least, repeal of sanctuary policies. Bondi called for the state to end its sanctuary city policies and cooperate fully with immigration and customs enforcement. This includes honoring immigration detainers and allowing ICE agents to interview and remove individuals from state prisons and jails. That's where it gets interesting. Because if you have crossed the border illegally and for some reason you are incarcerated because of a crime that you may have committed, it had nothing to do with ICE at the time. What is wrong with ICE and the feds insisting that the states, local and state government, let you into their jails, let you into their prisons to get these individuals and deport them back to where they came from. You got millions upon millions of American citizens that ain't gonna have a problem with that part. They'll have more of a problem with the voter rolls and other things before they have a problem with that. So why wouldn't you do it? You're the Democrats, you're fearful of opening the Pandora's box. Give somebody an inch, they'll take a mile. Can't blame them when it comes to this administration because you see folks that are so interested, so fixated, so addicted to trying to be impressive in the eyes of Donald Trump that they lose all sense of decorum and professionalism. You don't sit up there and convict somebody in a court of public opinion without an investigation if you are the secretary for the Department of Homeland Security, speaking with that incendiary rhetoric, being so one-sided, and then in the aftermath of it all, you're going to ask for an investigation? That's nonsense. There's so much to get into, but in the end, I think Tom Homan is there, the border czar. He's there for a reason, to bring calm, because she ain't doing it. And neither are a few others. Trump's got some decisions to make, but it ain't about the state of Minnesota or the city of Minneapolis. It's about his own damn administration. That's all I got to say about that for now. We're going to get to some health issues because God knows with everything that's going on in this world, stress is a profoundly powerful thing that could debilitate us all. Our health should be our primary objective, psychologically, physically, and otherwise. And who better to talk to about that than Dr. Oz himself, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Handling business within the Trump administration as we speak. He's up next with yours truly, right here on Straight Shooter with Stephen A. Don't go away.